Radio Bypass, bringing you rock and roll music that deserves to be heard. Discover new bands, hear some old favorites on Radio Bypass.
We'll be right back. Escape from a band called Atomic Kings off their brand new self-titled album. And kicking off episode 330 of the Radio Bypass podcast, we went back to 1979 for Blackfoot. We heard Road Fever off their album Strikes. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. Thanks for joining me for another episode of rock and roll music that deserves to be heard. A lot of great new rock coming your way today. And Ricky Medlock is the lead singer and guitar player that you heard from Blackfoot. And, of course, he's also a current member of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And he recently released a new solo single. And we're going to get together with Ricky this coming week and talk to him about that. And I'm sure we'll talk all kinds of rock. So we'll have a new chat coming soon with Ricky Medlock. But right now, let's get into some brand new rock and roll music that deserves to be heard. Blacktop Mojo. They're back with a brand new album. It's called Pollen. From Pollen, this is The End Is Gonna Come.
And all I wanna do is have understanding.
could save the world. That's Donnie V off his Beautiful Things album and Blacktop Mojo. The End Is Gonna Come. That's from their brand new album just released yesterday called Pollen. And Donnie V is going to be out in California next week. I'm going to try to catch Donnie in the Sacramento area down in Orangevale at the Boardwalk on April 11th. So Sacramento area friends, if you want to see an old buddy of mine from Chicago, rock it out. Go out to the Boardwalk on Thursday night, I believe that is. All right, we're going to keep new rock rolling now with the latest from Bruce Dickinson. His new solo album is The Mandrake Project, and this tune is Many Doors to Hell.
Kill my kind!
Dirty Rhythm. That's a brand new single from Kickin' Valentina and Bruce Dickinson, Many Doors to Hell, off his latest album, The Mandrake Project. We're going to keep new rock rolling now with a Chicago band that I just recently discovered called Pete's Diary. This tune's called Girl in a Magazine.
Radio Bypass, the place to hear new music.
Do not disturb on the door.
Bedside Manners. That's brand new music from the Black Crowes off their new album Happiness Bastards, and Girl in a Magazine from Pete's Diary just before that. And we're going to keep new rock and roll music that deserves to be heard rolling along now with Cold Sweat. Last week, a new Cold Sweat album came out called Unburied Alive. And we played one track last week. Want to turn you on to another one. And after playing them last week, I had a few people asking me about their debut album, Breakout, that came out back in 1990. So I think we'll do a Cold Sweat now and then. We'll play something from the new record, and then we'll go back to Breakout from 1990. So starting it out with the new album, Unburied Alive, this tune is called Claim to Fame.
We'll be right back.
Four on the Floor, that's Cold Sweat from their 1990 album Breakout, and their brand new album just before it, we heard Claim to Fame from Unburied Alive. And we're going to keep new rock rolling now with the latest from the Revolution Saints. We're going to play the title track of their new album. This is Against the Winds.
Thank you.
Slow Down. That's the title track of Foreigner's 2009 album with Jeff Pilson on bass guitar. And Jeff Pilson on bass guitar just before that with the Revolution Saints title track of their new album, Against the Winds. We're going to keep new rock rolling now with the band The Outfit. They've got a new album on the way coming soon. The record's called Go. I'll give you a little taste right now with Big Eyes.
Out of my head. I'm tripping my ghost, it lives inside my brain. Sits so still, it feeds through my soul. Flying away, I'm lost in space in a world full of strings.
Witches of Salem. That's brand new music from Saxon off their new album Hell, Fire, and Damnation. And brand new music from Chicago rockers The Outfit with Big Eyes from their upcoming album Go. And that's just about going to put a wrap on things for today. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Rock and Roll Music That Deserves to Be Heard. We'll be back rocking again next Saturday. And as I always like to do, I like to thank you for checking this out every week. Really appreciate your support. Greatly appreciate it, as a matter of fact. So come back next week for some more great rock and roll music. And then I'll be talking to Ricky Medlock sometime this coming week. Not quite sure when we'll get that chat out, but we'll have that out soon as well. And Cold Sweat, who we played the Now and Then from, I'll be getting together with Mark Ferrari from Cold Sweat, I think the week after next. So we'll have a chat with him about all things Cold Sweat and everything else Mark's done since the Keel days. All right, I'm going to get out of here with a tune from a band called Eclipse. They released a new single this year, and I thought it's appropriate because in the Midwest, at least, they're going to see an eclipse on Monday. Out here in California, we're just going to get a partial, and I don't even think that much of that in the area I'm at, in Northern California anyway. But in the Midwest, it's kind of a big deal. Full eclipse possible to be sighted on Monday. So made me think of the band, so that's what I'm going to leave you with. From Eclipse, this tune's called Apocalypse Blues. You have a great week.